Well, I thank you for that question because, as you know, there's been a debate raging in Washington about, and in the country, about the role of the United States of America. Americans are war-weary. I understand that, and I think everyone here does. In Iraq and Afghanistan, we sacrificed our most precious American blood, and neither one have turned out, certainly, as we had hoped or expected. So the question that we need to ask ourselves is, what is America's role in the world? And I would argue that the United States must lead. That doesn't mean we get into wars, that doesn't mean we get put boots on the ground, but I think Syria is a classic example of a failure of American leadership. My friends, there's 80,000 people have been massacred. There's over 1 million people who have been displaced. Lebanon and Jordan are destabilized very badly. As we have sat by and watched, jihadists and al-Qaeda fighters have poured into that country. And the most unspeakable things are being carried out by Bashar Assad. Meanwhile, the Russians are flooding arms into the country. The Iranians are on the ground and also supplying arms. And these people desperately need our help. And again, what we should do and should have done a long time ago is to establish a safe zone, which we could do very easily. There's Patriot missiles across the border in Turkey, and also supply them with the weapons that they need with which to defend themselves. And every day that goes by, while Bashar Assad remains in power, the more complicated and incredibly difficult the post-war, we all agree that he's going to leave at some point. We just don't know when. And the complications afterwards, the jihadists, the breakup of society, the caches of chemical weapons that he has, that Bashar has in Syria, which are sizable numbers, which if spread into the wrong hands could cause, as you can imagine, enormous carnage in that part of the world. The Middle East is terribly unsettled now, and I won't hop around from country to country, but us standing by and watching this take place reminds me, frankly, of back in the 1990s when there was a place called Bosnia, and President Clinton was reluctant to engage. And then we heard of a massacre called Srebrenica, where 8,000 people were, quote, ethnically cleansed. And President Clinton, to his great credit, intervened with American force, and we basically stopped the carnage there. And then again, in Kosovo, President Clinton has said his biggest mistake was not intervening in Rwanda. I understand President Clinton's sympathy, his feelings there, but to this day, I'm not exactly sure how we could have effectively intervened in Rwanda, but still, a genocide took place there. So our values are our interests are our values. What I mean by that, our values are to stop things that are going on that are terrible throughout the world if we can. And that's a big if. We can't solve every problem. We can't intervene everywhere. But where our values are involved, to sit by and watch what's happening in Syria is very serious. And I'm giving a finally long answer, but let me also tell you the consequences of our failure are going to be long-lasting. I was in a refugee camp filled with people, about 50,000 people living in very terrible conditions. We met with the leaders of this camp, and they were very angry and bitter at us for not helping them. And there was a woman there, it was a school teacher, and she said, "You see these children? There's children everywhere in this camp." She said, "See these children? They're going to take revenge on those people who refuse to help them." So we are breeding a generation of people who are angry and bitter at us for not helping them. And that is going to be a very heavy price to pay. And I promise all my other answers will be very short. Thank you for the question.